Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 20th of April, 2015. Title, When Everyone Seems to Be Against You. First, be absolutely sure you are correct on the path you are taking. Test this several ways, by checking with people you trust who are not directly involved, and the outcome of what you are attempting to do is one of the best ways. Hint, these people are usually called mentors. Once you are confident of the path, move to a plan of action. But first, how did you find yourself in this position to start with? Most likely you were brought in to change what has been occurring, or perhaps you own the company and have decided you must change direction. No matter how you find yourself in this position, you must act. Further, you must act judiciously. Make two sets of plans. One you keep close to your chest. The other is the public one, which you allow your subordinates and superiors to see. Then start talking. Talk to everyone involved and talk to them often and repetitively. Challenge them on their position, usually diplomatically, but occasionally you may have to, quotes, go berserk, end quotes, depending on the audience and the progress not being attained. A caution on going berserk. Don't do this often. If you do, people become numb to it. Or worse yet, modify their behavior to make sure they don't cause this reaction. The best manager I ever saw at this did it randomly. It took me years and my own departure from that venue to see what he was doing. I confronted him. He admitted his berserk moments were entirely random, infrequent, and designed to keep everyone on their toes. When he got conditions to where he wanted them, he stopped this behavior completely.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here's an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed it in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Pappardello Publications with Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International. I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called Simultweet. Pappardello's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Surely. We have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Pappardello, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Pappardello for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Talking will assure the people involved that you are listening to them, and indeed you are. However, you are not letting them divert you from the course you have set and vetted with your mentors. Slowly, carefully, this talk will turn them to your way of thinking. If you are trying to change an organization that's been in existence for a long time, expect your efforts to take a long time. Progress will not necessarily be steady. It may come in bursts, accompanied by occasional backsliding. Sometimes silence will be your most effective weapon. What? Jim, I thought you just told me to talk to everyone. Silence can be used when people confront you with comments that are clearly meant to divert you from your path. It can also be used when you hear rumors about your methods, objectives, and so forth. Silence, stony silence, is a very effective form of communications. In other words, use talking and silence judiciously. Both can be powerful. While we are talking auditorially, make sure you spend plenty of time listening, too. Listening will expose your subordinates' fears and prejudices. Likely they are fearful just because you want to change things. They may be prejudiced against your changes. Ever heard, "We tried that before, it didn't work"? That is a prejudicial statement. In other words, the speaker has prejudged the results of what you want to do. What is the root cause of their fear? They may be held accountable in ways they have not been held accountable before. They may be required to do tasks for which they do not feel qualified or do not want to do. They may fear losing their job, status, or free time. There are many reasons they can be fearful. You have to find out what these are, that's listening, and then react in an appropriate manner. Their prejudices, besides "we already tried that," may emanate from their lack of acceptance of you as their leader, their disappointment in not being appointed leader themselves, or any number of other issues. You will have to sort these out. They may, without even recognizing it themselves, want to honor some fond leader from the past which they held in high esteem. They will honor that person by refusing to change the precepts in which they believe and which came from that person. These come in all forms. They may be dealing with a report that has been done the same way for 10 years, a style of management that they were taught early in their careers, or something completely off the wall. At the end of the day, realize that being the one charged with changing an organization means you are leading a lonely life. You will be questioned. Question the point you will question yourself. It will take longer than you think. You'll become frustrated and will have to find a place to take out your frustration somewhere other than on your subordinates or your family. In the end, however, the satisfaction is worth it. Changes need to be made, and you made them happen. This is one of the best rewards of your management career. What do you think? You can take our quiz online this week. Safety programs are a place where change is often not required but demanded. If you are put in charge of making a safety change in your facility, accept it. There are not many higher callings. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.